Now meet my next guest. He's actor Christopher Saul, and he's among the cast of Waterford playwright Jim Nolan's play Brighton. And I know a lot of you really, really rate this play, and it's excellent to see it back by popular demand. It starts its run on Monday night, and I have Christopher Saul with me now. You're very welcome, sir.
Good morning, Maria.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, I have to say, what I love about this is how you eventually got this role, because you weren't the actor who played it the first time round. And you, because you know Julian Hanna, who's in it, and she recommended you, and it all kind of happened organically.
Yes, yes. As you say, Mark was unable to do it. I think he's working at the Abbey. I'd worked with Julian about 8 years ago at the Royal Court, and we played a sort of a mum and a dad then. So I was a bit of a natural choice, because this guy is 60. Yeah, I think we were playing a bit older than 60 then. But that's how it happened. I've kept in contact with Gillian over the years, but...
Does that happen a lot in the acting world, that somebody goes, I know someone who'd be perfect for that part?
Well, of course, you never exactly know, but I suspect it does. Yeah, it's a sort of a natural thing. And especially because we've only got 2 weeks. See, the original idea of Donal Shield, who is our producer based in Dublin, was to rehearse it just for 1 week. With the original cast, but obviously because I've had to come in, you know, 1 week is a bit too short. we got 2 weeks. So it was essential that, I suppose I was someone who already knew Gillian, so there was nothing to break down, really. Mm-hmm. You know, we knew each other, so we could just get on with the work.
And you did get a recommendation about Jim from... Brian Doherty.
Oh, Brian, yes. Well, it was extraordinary. I mean, he's been with the RSC, Brian, for the last 3 years in the Long Ensemble. Due to illness, I went in last December, and we were in New York doing the five plays. And when this offer came through, and Waterford, that rang a bell. I knew Brian, so I went to Brian in the green room and said, well, what about this? He knew everything about it. He knew Ben, of course, the director, Ben Barnes, and Jim. Apparently he'd worked with Jim. I think it must have been Red Kettle. And he knew about the play, so it was a great hit last year, and now fabulous, you know, so I mean...
So tell me about Jack, then, your character.
Well, Jack is based on an actor called John Rogan, who only, it must be 5 years ago, was at the Barbican in London in a production of Julius Caesar. He was not feeling well one night and refused an offer of a taxi home, thought the fresh air would help him. He went to High Holborn, and at the top of the escalator, he fainted. And he fell to the bottom. And the consequence of that was he was paralysed from the waist down. Now, so this character is... Jim said he would write a play for Jim, for Jack, for John Rogan. Mm. John couldn't do this, but... So it is... Although physically it's based on him and the fact that he's an actor... It's not John, really. Mm. You know, that's where the comparison stops. But he is Jack Dunville, well-known actor. The same thing happens to him. He has to come to terms with being paralysed from the waist down, having done The Bill, many movies, and appeared on the West End stage. And this is obviously, you know, a massive trauma for him. He enters the Calvary House. Rest home. Temporarily, he thinks. He's not happy to be there, and he's a bit snooty about it, and he doesn't communicate, stays in his room. But he meets a character called Lily, who is the most joyful, joyful person, with courage, sunny optimism.
It was Gillian.
Gillian Hanna, yes. And as the play progresses, the relationship develops, and at one point... He finds out something about her, which I don't think I should reveal.
No.
No, I won't. Which sort of just changes his attitude totally. And so he does a roundabout. He's suddenly a very positive person, he's doing things that you would never have believed Jack would have done at the beginning of the play.
And how do you get the lines into your head and keep them there?
Well, do you know, I know that question, you know, is asked many times. I would say to people, take a verse of poetry, attempt to learn it, and then you discover how it works. The trouble is most people perhaps don't sit down and learn. But, of course, it's a, you know, we all have that ability. So,
It's not just learning off by rote. You have to act as well and, like, be the character on stage. And,
yes,
you know,
I know,
if somebody else maybe doesn't get their lines, I'd be panic-stricken. If someone else doesn't get their lines right, then you're going, oh, my God, what do I say now? And I'd be crap if I was on stage.
When you improvise, like you do on live radio here. No, I know. It is a miracle, isn't it? You know, it's like, how does TV work? How do the mobile phones? How does this magic work? We just accept it, don't we? Oh.
And, of course, you've done Shakespeare as well.
Yeah, I've done a bit of that over the years, yes. That's been wonderful. That,
never got the whole Shakespeare thing, I have to be honest. I never got the whole Shakespeare thing, I have to be honest and say.
Well, never got it?
No. I think the worst thing they do to Shakespeare is teach it in schools, because you're not able for it in school.
Well, that's true. You know, when it was written, it was not taught, of course. They just got on with it and played it. And I think that's the best approach, to be honest.
So you're looking forward to Brighton? The run of Brighton?
Yes,
you're
going and on we're touring as well.
Yeah, it's 10 dates.
Yes, 10 dates, yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Maria.
That's Christopher Saul there, and you can see him in Brighton. Jim Nolan's play is for 1 week only, backed by popular demand. So if you missed it last time round, do not miss it this time round. And you can go on to garterlane.ie, and that'll sort you out with all the information that you need. Okay, that's it for the first hour of the programme. The second hour of Data AM will be coming up after the news at 11, which is on the way after these. We have...